Finally, we lost two Kodiak legends this month, Dr. Bob and Joel Floyd. And I didn't think I'd tear up. Just special people. They made the community better and each of us better as well. We'll miss them.
Two legends indeed that were lost and will be greatly missed. They made such an impact in this community, and something we could all learn from them is we could all learn a lot from them, and just a lot of people idolize them, so they will be greatly missed. And thankfully their families are still here, and we have people to, you know, look up to now that they're not here.
I'd also like to express my condolences to the Johnson family and to the Floyd family. And probably the best way I can sum up both of those gentlemen who just left us is their absolute dedication to Kodiak and both the children and also just the community as a whole. And without either one of them, this Kodiak would be a lesser place for it. So they leave a legacy that we'll live with for many, many, many years. So thank you for them, and just blessings to the families.
Yes, we did. We lost two pillars to our community recently, Dr. Bob and Mr. Joe Floyd, or Coach as they called him. Both contributed greatly to our community and making it is what it is today.
I'd also like to extend my condolences to the Johnson and Floyd families. My prayers go out to you guys.
Yes, our prayers are with the families of Coach Joe Floyd and Dr. Bob Johnson. They're longtime supporters of Kodiak and our families, and they'll be sorely missed.
I want to say that Dr. Bob and Coach Floyd, shoot, man, you got me going, man, Mayor.
Sorry, I lost it.
They represent the best of us. You know, I think they represented Kodiak. I got the honor of getting to know Coach Floyd as the husband of Mayor Floyd. And, I mean, anyone who knows Coach Floyd knows what I mean. I mean, what a fine fellow. I watched him walk through the security at the airport once, and all the bells and whistles started going off. Everything's like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And they're like, what, Coach Floyd, what do you got going there? He goes, well, I do have this pacemaker going. He's like, well, no, you can't do that. You could drop dead. You can't just walk through what he thinks of the pacemaker. But it was just an honor to know him. And I can't say enough about Dr. Bob. What can you say? So just thank you to both of you fine gentlemen.